Well, I'm glad that you're part of the effort. I think what I want to start with here is a little bit of the history each of us three have personally with racism. I think we're in somewhat different generations. You're 65, I'm 57, and Madeline
I'm 24.
is 24. Madeline, what's your experience with racism growing up?
My experience with racism, wow. I grew up in a middle upper class family, going to Quaker school, lived in a pretty nice area. So it was not something that I needed to confront. I attended French childcare, which is right next to American Friends Service Committee, where my mother worked. And it was a very mixed, lots of different races and classes there. And so I was definitely exposed to a lot of races. But then I went to friend schools, which really does a lot to bring in different races. But, you know, it's incredibly expensive. And so the reality of that is that it's pretty white. But I think in terms of when I had my most transformative experience with the race was when I went to a work camp in West Philadelphia. There was a conversation at night with a man who had been in prison and that held a lot of rage against white people, but then had kind of had this transformation and now was working to help heal, you know, the wounds of racism. And we had this incredibly powerful discussion, and that completely blew open I experienced a lot of guilt. I think I was about 15, opened up my eyes to race, which I think to a certain degree in my generation, there was this sense that the problem had been solved, you know? And then I think when I was 15, I was like, wow, you know, the problem, we can talk about it, but the problem has not been solved. And, you know, I've had friends. I also went to a really nice, very expensive liberal arts college in Minnesota. And I said to one of my friends who I was so frustrated because they weren't political at all. And I said to them, like, and he was saying, you know, I'm post-racism. And like that was something that really bugged me and was like a big point of contention between us, because we kind of get this sense that because I'm liberal, I vote Democrat, I'm not a racist, that racism doesn't exist. But that's easy for us to say as white people living very privileged lives. So that's been my experience with racism. Those are the first that just come to mind.